Hey, what's up? Andrew Kramer here. Here's what we're going to be creating. Nice little earthquake effect here. Don't try to adjust your screen. It is the video is shaking. Don't worry. The other thing that we're going to be focusing on, and it was going to be a tutorial all by itself, but you know, I thought I'd give you guys a little more, is you'll notice that this blurs out with these nice streaks. How is this possible, you ask? Well, through the power of 32 bits per channel. Now, if we look at this same effect, let's go find like a really, see this nice blurred out frame? If we look at this in 8 bits per channel, we lose that nice streakiness. You see that? But going to 32 bits per channel and we're back in business. See, look at this frame here. 8 bits, 32 bits. 8 bits, 32. 8, 30. Okay, get the idea. Anyways, in real life, you see this vehicle here is going pretty fast, so it's causing these light streaks. And that's sort of what we're recreating here. And not to mention we're creating a nice little earthquake in downtown Los Angeles. So let's go ahead and get started. What I have is this footage. And this footage is not shaking. It's just regular old footage. I'm going to go ahead and grab this footage, drop it into a new composition. And the first thing we need to do is create that 32-bitness from this image. This is just an 8-bit video in QuickTime format. So how can we create super bright pixels out of these white areas? And basically, how can we make them streak like they were previously? Well, here's the tip. Duplicate the layer, choose Effect, Color Correction, Levels, change the input black to 0.95. Basically, crush everything but the really, really bright pixels. 0.95 works pretty well. Then hit F4, change the transfer mode to add. So in 32 bits per channel, the additive effect actually adds to the pixel value's intensity. So if we bring up our info palette and we roll over the bright area, see up here we got 2. That means this white is twice as bright as regular white. And if we go here and duplicate that white, check that out, 3, 4, depending on how many times you duplicate it. In this case, we'll just duplicate it once. So now if I were to add a adjustment layer, and with the layer selected, if I choose Effect, Blur, Fast Blur, now it must be in 32 bits per channel, and the effect I apply must be 32 bits per channel. So if it wasn't, you might see this little character. But Fast Blur is a 32-bit per channel effect. So when I blur this out, check it out. See that kind of brighter areas are kind of blowing out? Well, if we go to 8 bits, if I alt-click on the 8 bits per channel, we don't get that. Only in 32 bits do we get that. So anyways, that's the cool tip for 32-bit people out there. Now then, to get this into a single layer, I'm going to pre-compose it. Select the layers, composition, layer, I don't know, one of these freaking will do it. Pre-compose, choose OK, and now we need to create the shakiness. So to do it, we bring up the position and the rotation. And if we alt-click on the position, type wiggle, I've been using this a lot lately, wiggle 8, 100 in parentheses. Play that back and we get some nice crazy wiggle. Now that's a lot of wiggling. So let's bring this down to say 6 and maybe 75. Okay, so not bad. Now, some of you are probably saying, hey, what's going on with the edges there? Well, we are wiggling it off the frame and we can see underneath it. So how can we fix that? Well, let's go back into the pre-comp. We have our two layers here. Select the first layer, choose Effect, Stylize, Motion Tile, And let's extend the edges of the layer by changing the output height and width to, say, 150. And click Mirror Edges. Then just copy this to both layers. And now the edges of the bounds are now beyond the original. Then if we choose Composition Settings, extend the width. So we go Multiply 1.5. We now make the composition larger. So then when we close this, our new comp will have room to be wiggled. And in this case, that should work well. So anyway, depending on how fast you do it, you may need to zoom in a little bit or whatever. So now we have the shaking going on. We can also turn on the motion blur for the layer and for the comp and create that blur that we want to see. For now, we'll just shut it off while we work. Also, we can copy this expression, paste it to the rotation, and unfortunately, that's a lot of rotation. So what we'll do is take the result of this, which is 30, and it changes anywhere from 0 to 50, because that's our expression. Let's change this to divide the value by 40. So now it just rotates a few degrees, maybe a little less. Maybe we divide it by 25. But not too much, just maybe as much as an average cameraman. Okay, so this looks pretty good. It's like a 4.2. Only problem is when you use expressions, they are constant. You can't really animate them. How can we make it so we can control this? Well, we can use expression controls. Effect, expression controls, slider control. Now, with this slider control, we can animate the second value of our wiggle expression. To do that, we delete 50, and in place of 50, we take the pick whip and drag it to the slider control. We'll do that for both of these. We'll delete the 50, take the pick whip, drag it to the slider control value. Right now, it's set to 0, so nothing happens. We can even change the name of this by hitting return and typing amount to shake it. Yeah, that's good. And then if we set a keyframe for the slider value, move forward a little bit, shake it 60, let it shake for a while, maybe it goes up to 70, and then fades away to 0. Let's play that back. Okay, so that was a quick one there. But anyway, you can extend this animation on, maybe make it slowly come in, slowly go off. That is the tutorial. Remember, 32 bits are your friend, but if you don't have a night shot or something where it will really matter, well, don't waste your time. Just follow the second half of the tutorial. Still looks good, just, you know, you lose out on, you know, those details. Kind of got that digital Land of the Lost look. And that's too bad when you could have the look of Jurassic Park. Think about it. Land of the Lost, Jurassic Park. Google that if you don't get it. Anyway, that's the end of the tutorial. Also, I want to thank everyone at the After Effects New York meeting. Everyone who came and everyone I got to talk to, it was great seeing everybody. For the next meeting, check out aeny.org. And of course, you can visit me, Andrew Kramer, at creativecow.net in the After Effects forum. Or come check out my website, videocopilot.net. Anyway, we'll see you next time. I'm Andrew Kramer. And remember, if there's an earthquake, stop, drop, and roll.